This is Cross Currents. I'm Henat Baba. And now we continue our series, Displaced from the Mission, the stories of people who've had to move out of San Francisco's Mission District. Today we'll meet a man named Dogpaw Carrillo, who was born and raised in the neighborhood. He rented the same house for 31 years until 7 months ago when he was evicted. For now, he's subletting from a friend while looking for permanent housing in the East Bay. Carrillo says his whole life is in the Mission, even if his home isn't. So that's where KALW's Liza Veal went to meet him. I'm meeting Dogpaw Carrillo near 24th and Mission at Cafe La Boheme.
Hey, good. How are you?
Not too bad, you?
We meet okay. Here because...
Oh, this is my office. Where before, my office was at home.
Carrillo's an artist. He used to paint, but lately he's focused on photography. It's easier to pull off when you don't have a studio. He says Café La Bohème was and still is a cultural center for his generation, especially Mexican-Americans like him.
A lot of poets, you know, poet laureates like Alejandro Murguia, Alfonso Texidor, who passed away a year ago. And this was the hub.
Carrillo's lived in the Mission his entire life, on the small streets that branch out from 24th. We take a walk through the neighborhood. Carrillo points out every mural, ones painted by this friend or that. He's working on a photography series to capture them before they expire.
Murals are like people. You know, they get old and they start getting all wrinkly, and next thing you know, they're gone, you know.
We turn left on Treat Street. The houses are gray, blue, and papaya orange.
Oh, hey, man.
¿Cómo estás?
Carrillo runs into familiar people constantly. He points to a little orange house with steps in front.
Well, this is my first neighborhood. This is where I grew up. And this house here, this is the home of the great Taj Mahal. I don't know if you've heard of Taj Mahal. He's a great blues man. And as kids, we would watch him from here. And he would sit right there. And he would play the blues. I'm like, what, 10, 9? And never saw the blues before, never heard, you know, and instantly transformed was I.
He points across the street.
This building over here, which is now the San Francisco Mime Troupe, once housed the Fantasy Record Company. And so a lot of music as a kid that I heard came out of here. Lenny Bruce recorded in here, Mongo Santa Maria, Dave Brubeck, the great Cal Jader. And they used to let us have run of the whole place.
It all seemed to go down on this block.
Santana played at this block party over here. It was before Santana became Santana. This hippie house over here, this brown building, that was the hippie house. It's the oldest building in the Mission District.
Carrillo grew up inspired by the stories of the Irish and Italian and Mexican organizers that worked in the Mission.
It could be any color, it could be any, you know, this energy that's been here for a long, long time. It's a working class energy.
This neighborhood made him who he is. He's never lived anywhere else. So when he was evicted 6 months ago, he felt blindsided.
And so you just immediately go kind of into shock because you know that there's never going to be a home here as such. But there's a part of me that says, you know, this is going to be gone anyway.
He means the neighborhood, the Mission.
So why mourn that? It's just like an ice cube on a hot summer day on the sidewalk. It's not going to be there long. And that's what we have right now.
The house he was evicted from was a few blocks from where we are, on Cap Street. It was more than just his place of residence. It was a collective and performance space.
A nice little community space that only we knew was there.
He and a housemate split the rent, which by the end was $1,300 a month. When the owner passed away, his sons decided they didn't want to be landlords, so they sold the building. They used the Ellis Act to evict Carrillo. He and his housemate considered a lawsuit, even met with a lawyer, but in the end, they didn't pursue it.
Nobody ever said, hey, this is an uphill battle, you're better off just pulling out. But that's what the math came up with. Those were the numbers.
The house was put out on the market.
when the building was being shown, there's no dignity in any of that. We had 30 people show up that first day.
And Carrillo hosted them all, an experience he describes as surreal.
So now they're hanging out in my yard, having coffee, talking about, wow, what a great yard.
Carrillo says the owners paid him $16,000 to leave. After 31 years, the house was like a museum of the neighborhood's culture. Carrillo had to dismantle it all.
You start to look at things differently. You go, this is sacred, this is not sacred. This can be donated, this will be put out on the sidewalk.
But he saw it as an opportunity. He gave old instruments to the San Francisco Latin Jazz Youth Ensemble, art supplies to Presida Eyes, furniture to Salvation Army. But some things he and his housemate couldn't part with.
There was just framed music memorabilia all over the house, over 100 pieces. It's a lot of archival poster art from the Mission District. That was among some of the major things that were put into storage.
He bounced around for a while and now sublets a room from a friend.
You know, I was spoiled. You know, a lot of times, you know, we take these things for granted. Little things like hot running water, a place where your mail is safe, good light, little things like that, you know.
He doesn't have a consistent income, just what he puts together from art projects and commissions. The $16,000 he got from the eviction is dwindling. He doesn't know yet if he'll find a permanent place he can afford in the city. He starts to tell this story about the recent Day of the Dead parade. When he was there, he got talking with another lifelong Mission resident.
And there was this one woman, she said, I feel like a phantom. And I said, really? So do I. Tell me. She goes, yeah, you know, it's like I grew up here. My whole family grew up here. They're all gone. I live in a room. And she feels like she can walk down the street where she grew up, and she feels like nobody could see her, you know? And sometimes I feel like that.
And then an idea strikes. Carrillo's face lights up.
Why not have a New Orleans funeral? Everybody loves a New Orleans funeral. Are you kidding me? Who doesn't like a New Orleans funeral?
A funeral procession for the mission itself. He starts brainstorming out loud. Coffins, costumes, horns, the whole street taken over by people like him. The people that he says will haunt this neighborhood forever. In the Mission, I'm Liza Veal for Cross Currents.